Good morning, SP, and happy Valentine's Day today. And today, I plan to talk a bit about remembering our first love. So, let's pray before we go into that. Father God, we thank you for this option to get closer to you, spending more time with you, seeking you together. We know that you have done much in us, through us, prepare us even though we might not know it yet. Please open our eyes and our ears more and more so that we may give glory to you, honor you, and please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you for taking the first part of your day, coming here to pray and to meet God. And as you can imagine, if I talk about remembering our first love, we would be talking about God. Yeah, Jesus here. I think the way I'm going to talk about that would be looking back a little bit, not that far, far back ago. Last month, we spent 21-day fasting. Might seem such a long time ago. And I think, as you know, SP's motto, during the fasting, we give up legitimate pleasure of the world for the extreme pleasure of knowing God. And it's this time where we like specially pursue and meet God, and we encounter him, and we experience him. So it's really a time that God help us to remember him as well. So I will look through this through fasting. And the key Bible verse I will focus on is Zechariah 8, verse 18 to 19. But before we turn to this Bible verse, I think it seems such a long time ago, we should look back a little bit about fasting. So I'll just briefly mention what fasting is from Old Testament. So fasting in Hebrew is called zom, or pronounced like zom, and it literally means covering your mouth, which means you're abstaining from food and drink. And there's actually also another word that's often translated as fasting in Hebrew. And it's, I probably pronounce it wrong as well. Anna. And apart from translated as fasting, it's also translated as afflict the soul or humble yourself. And I come across that in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27. And let me read it in one version to you, the ESV version. So Leviticus 23, verse 27. Now, on the 10th day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be for you a time of holy convocation, and you shall afflict yourself and present a full offering to the Lord. Other translation, like our version we use, NASB, it says, humble your soul. You shall humble your soul and present a full offering to the Lord. And another version say, you simply put, you shall fast. So, interestingly, when I look back, the Day of Atonement was initially the only compulsory fast in the time of Moses in at Leviticus. But by the time of Zechariah 8, interestingly, we had four more fasts. So in the past, Moses' time, there was only one regular time of fasting by law, and then by Zechariah 8, there were four more. So now we turn to Zechariah 8, verse 18 to 19, and we'll read it together. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth month will become joy, gladness, and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. So love, truth, and peace. So let's take a moment to think about what verse 19 is saying. During the time of your fast, it will be a season of joy, gladness, cheerful feasts. Yeah, it will be a season of joy, gladness, and cheerful feasts. Why is it such a joyful season when you can't eat food? Surely that's not how we remember it, right? Yeah, we talked about it just at the start of this EMP. Is it because we give up the legitimate pleasure of the world for the extreme pleasure of knowing God? Yes. I mean, yes, that's why reason we fast. But what are other reasons that this might be alluding to as well? And as I thought about it, I remember Brenda, gave a testimony about fasting a couple of Sundays ago. She shared that during the fast, God answered her prayer for hearing God's voice in a personal way for her. And on top of that, God also blessed her with a spiritual gift of tongues. So fasting is a special time of experiencing God. And if you didn't hear that testimony, it's online, so you could just go to SP Media and then go to the testimony side, and then you can find it. And when I thought about that, I was really touched by her fasting testimony and sharing. And these are the reasons why fasting is a time of joy, gladness, and cheerful feast as we delight in the Lord and pursue Him. But honestly speaking, I don't often hear testimony about the fasting season from many people, even though I'm certain that there are many. And I'm glad that this year we're trying to document these testimony from our congregations. And I think PNAT maybe have asked the house church leader to circulate this online form to collect them, so more people may be encouraged by God's faithfulness and goodness. So if you haven't done that, today is an opportunity for that, because as we remember our first love, as we remember God, especially as this time of, I think like Pastor Samat and a few of pastors share a lot about the fear with coronavirus and what's happening in Hong Kong. And one of the key way we can counter this is to remember God, remember His goodness in our life, remember His faithfulness. And very easily, like even during the fasting season, literally, we broke fast just over 3 weeks ago, 23 days. So we can simply look back at last month and remember what God did in our life, how God spoke to us. Just note that in our journal and maybe even share with other people and share with the congregation as Brenda did in SP as well in different ways. So as well as thinking about, today's Valentine's Day, and we remember God as our first love, remembering His goodness and faithfulness. I took a moment to simply just pray and ask God, how have I experienced you in the past 21 day of prayer and fasting? I spent about 10 minutes praying. When I first started, it seemed so long ago, I don't remember anything at all. And as I pray, like a minute gone by, maybe 2 minutes, like some ideas came. And then I got 18 points or 18 incidents in the 21 days that God was good and faithful to me. So I thought I'll share that if we have time, or maybe a little bit off the 18 points, not all. So some of these, you might feel, these are so small, so little. But it is still, I would say that by the grace of God, that God opened my eyes to see that it is through Him that some of these comes. Well, these things come through, and that I was blessed, or my family were blessed, or or my work, or different areas. So I'll just, I'll just share some of the things I, as I pray and listen, I jot it down quickly in 10 minutes, and maybe later on, as we sing songs and take a moment to remember God's goodness and faithfulness, God will also speak to you a bit like that as well. So let me just list out some of them here. So for me, I felt that I personally encountered God and His goodness in the following way. So even before the fasting start, maybe just a couple of days, someone approached me and volunteered to be my intercessor during the 21 day of fast. It never happened before. No one volunteered to be my intercessor. And I didn't even ask for it. But God knows my need and provided one for me. Maybe He knows that when I do water fast, I don't usually like handle well. But this person not only like volunteered to intercede for me, but the person also sent me prayer every day. During the fast, to encourage me with God's word, with different things as well. So no wonder why this year I didn't feel it was so hard to complete a water fast, which I know is not possible for me. It's only possible through God. And also by the grace of God, I guess the second point as I pray, I remember that I was not hungry during my 21 day of fasting, even though I had just water. I didn't feel dizzy. Quite often, I feel dizzy in the morning as I wake up and walk to the bathroom and all that. But in the past, as I walked to the bathroom, I even like kind of fell over the stairs as well, and bumped my head. But this time, nothing like this happened. I just got up. And so, yes, like it might seem very small, but as I pray, this is also another idea that God gave to me, that He meets me where I was needed. And also, incident number three. During the fast, I often feel it's quite easy for me to have muscle cramps. And this year, when like maybe even just the second or third day of fasting, I also had muscle cramp, but it was so silly. I was just like on my bed, going to bed, just falling asleep, and I was just stretching, you know, Sun Nan Yu, and then I suddenly felt, oh, and then a cramp started on my left leg, and then I quickly kind of trying to massage it or do something so that it goes away. But apart from just using my own method, I simply just pray for God, please take it away. And then in like 5 seconds, it was gone as well. So, but you know, like when you don't have food or anything, when it's kind of cold, muscle cramp can be quite painful and last for like 10, 20 minutes as well. So I give praise and thanks God for meeting me for my needs as well. The fourth point I come to remember was that for morning prayer, not every year, but this year, I have been able to wake up and arrive at church pretty early, like pretty much by the first train, which is not normally the case. I quite often just get here at 7 or even 10 past 7, or sometimes even late when the person, the speaker has said, well, P-Sam has started preaching. But this time, this year, oh, I arrive church early every day, every time. And also during morning prayer, or during my prayer time, I also felt a very strong connection with God and awareness of His presence. And I felt that's been quite special as well. And another special thing as I was praying about this, during prayer time, actually, no, maybe go back. The other things I remember was, as like different people share with me their prayer needs, and like we pray together, God quickly answered the prayer. So after I prayed for the person, so next day, the person just texted me and said, hey, it worked. Like, it was so easy for him to also pray and fast. He had no trouble with, like, getting out of bed early and coming to UMP. And I felt also quite encouraged that God used me to bless others and got positive feedback so quickly. One thing that, well, I guess I wasn't quite surprised, but I think God revealed to me this season is that I have an anger and control issue. Some of you might not think about that, but I think I do. As like circumstances arise, and I think God revealed that to me. You know, as God revealed you things, like, it's an opportunity to be in the light, and then we could be healed as well. So he reminded me about servanthood and submission as well. Okay. How I encounter God in my family aspect, again, very, very small things. During the fast, I took my mother to hospital for regular checkup. And, you know, in Hong Kong hospital, you could easily wait like a half an hour. You can wait like an hour to see a doctor, even though you arrive on time, and then another hour to get the medicine, right? But for me, when I took my mother to hospital, usually don't want to wait so long because she has bed sore. So if she sits in the wheelchair, like the longer she sits there, like the bed sore gets worse. So best to get her back to bed quite quickly. But this time, only needed to wait for half an hour, and that's even before all the coronavirus and people worried to go to hospital and all that. So I was really grateful for God that He was so gracious to my family as well. And another small thing God reminded me was that during the fasting time, I talked to the helper about extending her contract. And some of you, actually, who's been to my home, know that, oh, this helper, after, I don't know how many helper we've had, like, this helper is good, like, it's really playful with my mother, and cooks well, so my brother's happy. Like, she's happy to extend her contract this time. Even though we talked to her for maybe half a year, she wants to go back to look after the kids and get married. But even though it's only 1 year rather than 2 years, it's still good that we could have her for a bit longer. Another small thing, I've been searching for a workman to repair my parents' sewage lid. So parents' house sewage lid is literally just right outside their place since October. And many of the workmen agreed to come and see and give a quote. But some, even though some came, none of them give a quote. Maybe the job is too small that they're not that interested and they have got bigger fish to fry. They could build a house or whatever, right? So it's been troubling for me because as my parents walk out of the home, there's the lid is broken, so there's a big hole, so my father could just walk right in to the hole. So I put some plastic and trying to put some metal sheet over it to cover it so that he doesn't fall in and all that. But then, you know, they could just kick it aside and slip and fall. So it's been bothering me a lot. But by the grace of God, as I left my small place, I saw a workman working next door, and I asked him if he's interested, and that's during the fast, and to take a look. And surprisingly, just 1 week before the Chinese New Year, he said he has time, and he did give a quote, and he did fix it the next day. And it's amazing. So I'm trying to do this for 2-3 months, and during fasting, these small things, I really feel it's God's providence. So it gives me comfort that, oh, it's fixed, and then it's and it's a very reasonable price as well, even though it's kind of rush for Chinese New Year. And as he's fixed that, another thing came to my mind is that, oh, my roof has been leaking for for more than a year, and for those who's been to my home knows that the roof of my place is covered as a metal sheet. So whenever it rains, it feels like a wall. When I say wall, because the rain pour down is like a battlefield, gun firing, bam 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 bam, it's hitting the roofs. So it's very very noisy, and so when I talk to the workman, he said, yeah, maybe I can cover it up with some plastic or sheet so that it will be less noisy, and then the leaking will go away. And he managed to also do that just before Chinese New Year as well. So, by God's grace, during Tan Po, it won't be so noisy to fall asleep and all that. There's actually many more things, but since it's already 7:30, I would stop here. And again, and I would say that all these points, maybe I've only talked about half of it, 10. As I pray to God and ask him to remind me his goodness and faithfulness, as I share 10, maybe it only took me 10 minutes to jot down. So I encourage you that in the next moment, also take some time to download from God to remind him his goodness and his faithfulness, especially during this Valentine's Day, to remember our first love, to remember how good he is to us, to remember how faithful he is. So, as I invite the worship team to come up to play us a song. Please take a moment to reflect and ask God to remind you of his goodness, particularly during the 21 days of fast, last month. How did God show you his grace in your daily life? Did something good happen easily? Yeah, it could be as simple as that. Did something good happen easily? Did you feel care for or love by someone? It's an expression of God's love for you too. Or even God deliver you from some trials or suffering or heal you during the 21 days. Yeah. As he brings these memories back to you, feel free to jot it down on a piece of paper or on your phone as well. And yes, as he brings these memories back to you, take some time to be grateful for these things that God has done for you. So maybe I'll just pray a little bit before Monica leads a song. Yes, Lord, we're so thankful for who you are, your love for us, your goodness for us. Help us to always remember your goodness. The small things as well as the big things. Especially in a time such as these that there's so much fear around us that if we could just focus on who you are, how good you have been to us, if we could just remember some of this every day, yeah, we could be assured of your presence with us all the time. We thank you, Lord. Eternal God, we thank you that you have been our strength, our shield. Remember your goodness. Help us to continue to lift up our eyes to you from the circumstances of our lives and keep praying to you. Seeking you in your word, consciously look to you for help, for your love, and for your deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us turn to prayer corporately and pray for those who are suffering from cancer and going through chemotherapy. Pray that even in the midst of these sufferings, they remember God's goodness and that it will encourage them. It will bless their heart. And yes, of course, pray for their full healing and restoration as well. We also want to pray for those who don't know Jesus and also suffering. Yeah, pray for God's encounter with them, even through dreams and visions. Let's also pray for those who have other infirmities and other sufferings in our community. And yes, also, please pray that they remember the goodness of God and God continues to heal them in many ways as well. We continue to pray for those who's looking for a job, Terence, as well as Matthias. So yeah, pray that God continue to provide for them and support them, and that they feel God's love through communities, as well as God's word personally. Today, our mission focus is pray for Japan, pray for Peace Sophia, Jermaine and Hanjin for the SP Tokyo church plant is starting this year. Jermaine and Hanjin is already there already, getting to know the place and praying for God's for the location to start this church plant. Also pray for Grace, and who's our missionary in Cambodia, as well as P. Jenny O. Oasis House is a healing, in a healing service that they provide. please lift up the Missions Council, where a lot of the fundings of different NGO and project comes through for this group to pray over and hear God's word and see how SP can be involved. And also in particular, Mission Sunday is on the 8th of March, a few weeks away. So pray that God's message and God's heart for missions will be well received by the congregation as well in the upcoming Mission Sunday. Please also pray for our local outreach ministry. A number of them, the outreach has been cancelled because of the virus concern. There's a couple who are still running, would be the ICAPE, the migrant worker teaching and education every Sunday. And also we're praying for restarting SP Light, the Red Light District ministry as well. And also, even though many outreach are cancelled, we are busy talking to many NGOs how we can still support, love and care for those in need, even though we can't meet them and see them. So yes, just lift up all this into God's hands and guide us into be God's salt and light. Please cover Cadence for the foster and adoption ministry. And particularly, I think we are praying for looking after widows as well, widows or single moms, how we could do that in this ministry. So yeah, just pray and ask God's guidance and speaking to Cadence about this. Tonight's gathering, we have GIC. It might be through video conference, and we continue to meet IP here through Friday nights, as well as SP Youth and SPU. So, yeah, lift up our leader, Matt, for IP. As you can probably imagine, there's a lot of spiritual attacks on the leaders and a lot of warfare. So especially cover Matt and his family as well. Our small group house church is still going on, either through face-to-face or through video conference. So pray for, even if it's done through video conference, that people meet God, and then there will be good fellowship and bonding. And then as we discuss the gifts of helps and service, church and house church will have like people rise up to come and support the house church, as well as to support the church in different ministries and areas as well, so that the whole body of Christ is blessed through the gifts that God has given to each of us. Everyone has been like following the news and hearing how the coronavirus has been affecting and bringing fear into lives of people globally, and especially here in Hong Kong. We just ask that you to cover people you know, as well as people in Hong Kong particularly, that as we pray, we hear God's heart and we move into actions in maybe donating some goods to those in need. It could be SP, it could be just your neighbor, the next door neighbor who might be an elderly by living by themselves, or a not well off family who's just don't know how to buy things online or different ways. So pray that God meets the needs of those who need it through us, through our neighbors, that we are the neighbor. Dear God, thank you for being in our lives, and that you are in control. You care for us, you know each of us by name, and that you love and care for us in tangible ways. Thank you for your Son Jesus, and for your continue to sustaining us every day. And yes, Lord, we know that you are with us every day. Help us remember you, give honor and glory to you, and be sensitive to your Spirit, so that many lives will be touched, including ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to enjoy your personal prayer time to God. And see you this weekend. Bye.